Everybody ready to rock?
Yes!
So,
we live for the rock.
50 years of live music.
My name's Jackson from WMMR. Welcome to the show!
Thank you so much for coming from 93.3 WMMR.
Live from the MM Archives.
We have had so much fun and done so many things over the years at this radio station. When you try to, you know, bring some of them up to celebrate, there's so many. It's an overwhelming task. Many have been working very hard on it here behind the scenes, including Bill Weston, who's worked tirelessly to try to bring moments and great performances in this archive feature, one of which I'd like to play for you now. Our morning show, and I mentioned this to Preston and Steve earlier this morning, I want to get some clips from them to play on my Sunday show. This particular Sunday, I'll be on from 10 a.m. till whenever, celebrating the 50 songs from 50 years. And they started with us in 2000, I've forgotten, 2000 and something. All the years tend to bleed together after a while, but they've been with us a long time. But I've been lucky enough to live through two gigantic morning shows here. The first was The Morning Zoo from 1982 to about 1993, give or take. And then Preston and Steve in the last 10 years that they've been with us. Blessed that we are with two of those legendary shows, each of them different, but each of them huge in their own way. So John, in the Morning Zoo days between 1986 and 1991, I had the idea of doing a series of shows in the summer from the shore. And what better place than a casino, because they've got the showrooms there that you could, you know, do a live audience and you could have performers come. And such was the case over the years between 86 and 1991. Somewhere we have a tape of Jerry Seinfeld, I kid you not, doing a routine, you know, doing his act on stage at, you know, 8:30 in the morning. Amazing. How many different people stopped by that they were able to get, one of whom was a young artist at the time. The record has gone on to become incredibly successful, maybe his best-known song, although he's written many, many more. Just a beautiful song when you hear it on his debut album. His name is Mark Cohn, but they convinced him to sit down behind the piano. And we know this was the year of 1991. We're not exactly sure what date it was during that particular week of broadcast from the shore in Atlantic City with the Morning Zoo. But we do know the album became tremendously successful. It was just taking off. He was just promoting it. And the song has even been covered by the likes of Cher, which is pretty interesting. It's a beautiful tune. It's called Walking in Memphis, live from the MM Archives.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. W.C. Handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I've got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. Walking in Memphis, walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? I saw the ghost of Elvis on Union Avenue. Followed him up to the gates of Graceland. Then I watched him walk right through. Now security, they did not see him. They just hovered round his tomb. But there's a pretty little thing waiting for the king, right down in the jungle room. Walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Well, they've got catfish on the table. They've got gospel in the air. I can almost hear it right now. And a river in green, he'd be glad to see you. When you haven't got a prayer, but boy, you've got a prayer in Memphis. Now Muriel plays piano every Friday at the Hollywood. And they brought me down to see her, and they asked me if I would do a little number. And I sang with all of my might. She said, "Tell me, are you a Christian child?" And I said, "Ma'am, I am. Tonight, walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis. But do I really feel the way I feel when I'm walking in Memphis? Man, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis. But do I really feel the way I feel?" I put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. I touched down in the land of the Delta Blues. Was in the middle of the pouring rain. Pouring down rain.
Wow, what a moment. From 1991, on stage in Atlantic City with the Morning Zoo and their series of shows. Maybe you remember, maybe you were at one of them. Fans would go down, and as the week would grow, sometimes they'd have to turn the house over in the middle of the show because so many people were waiting to get in. So many different acts would come by. We have John Anderson singing "Gimme Some Lovin'," I think, with the Flaming Caucasians, which were the house band. John Anderson of Yes, Warren Zevon. As I mentioned at the beginning, Jerry Seinfeld came on and did his act. He did comedy on stage. It began at the Atlantis, and then it was at the Trump Plaza for the rest of the time the Morning Zoo did it. It was about 86 to about that year, 91, and pretty cool. Pretty damn cool. From that summer, I've mentioned Preston and Steve. It'd be cool if they did something like that down at the beach. You never know. But anyway, that was a part of MMR's great history and great, great fun.